In our nation's capital, the Smithsonian Complex of Museums is, in some ways, the intellectual and artistic heart of our nation. And for a long time, Latino exhibits were lacking. But these days, new staff and artworks are coming on board to highlight the contributions of Latino artists. Lauren Landau visited the National Portrait Gallery in Washington, D.C. to see what's behind it all.
Museums aren't the first place you'd expect to find screaming children. But on a rainy Saturday in Washington, dozens of kids are running around the National Portrait Gallery's indoor courtyard learning about Hispanic culture. 6-year-old Samaya has a colorful personality and dress to match.
I'm dancing for a parade.
What kind of clothes are you wearing?
I'm wearing a
payola.
Payola dress because it's from the 80s. 1800s.
Samaya's here for Family Day to celebrate an exhibit called Portraiture Now, Staging the Self. It features work by 6 contemporary Latino artists. Michael Vasquez, who's in his early 30s, is one of them. He stopped by to help the kids make some art of their own.
The whole idea is to represent neighborhood and community.
Those are 2 key themes in Michael's large-scale paintings, which reflect his years growing up in Miami as the only child of a single mom.
When I became of age and was able to venture out into the neighborhood, obviously I met the other kids there, and they were sort of involved in this neighborhood street gang.
Michael says he was attracted to the way the guys commanded respect and exuded an almost stereotypical sense of masculinity. But in an oil painting called The Neighborhood Tour, he challenges that cliché.
It's not all bad, you know.
A young man dressed all in black straddles a green bicycle, loosely wrapping a supportive arm around a smiling child who sits on the handlebars.
Obviously, there are definitely problems like with gang culture and everything, but there's another side to that, you know, where people are caring and compassionate, especially for other kids within their community.
The size of Michael's work is also intentional. Take the 8-foot-tall painting of a bare-chested guy. Long, stringy hair hangs over the red bandana that covers his eyes and forehead. His fists are tattooed and his knuckles lock together, forming a city skyline and the words Gulf Coaster.
It makes sense to magnify the scale and paint them really big, and then that in turn also forces the viewer to look up to the sitter just as I did growing up.
This is the first exhibition where the wall texts are bilingual in English and Spanish.
That's Latino art and history curator Taina Caragol, who led the team that put Staging the Self together. Last year, the Smithsonian Latino Center helped fund her position as part of its nationwide effort to make sure Latino cultural contributions get the recognition they deserve. Taina's goal is to normalize the presence of U.S. Latinos.
I say normalize because currently, if you walk through our galleries, you know, we're a history museum that tells the history of the U.S. through portraits of people who have made contributions of national impact. There are very few people of U.S. Latino background in the permanent collection.
Forget conventional portraits here. The whole name of the exhibit, Staging the Self, means identity is fluid and defined by the artists themselves.
Each room is very, very different, and it's like peeking into a different window, a different narrative, a different history.
That's artist David Antonio Cruz. There are no seated subjects with serious faces in his work. Instead, there's plastic fruit, broken plates, and paper planes made from copies of Ellis Island documents. Thick brown paint, a metaphor for chocolate-toned skin, drips down his canvases. As the son of Puerto Ricans who moved to the mainland, David meditates on being both a person of color and the child of an immigrant.
There's not quite this blending of the two, and you don't really exist in either space, so it becomes this pot of things that don't quite blend, and I think of the work in that way.
Panamanian-American artist Rochelle Mosman knows what he means.
Any first-generation person lives with one foot in their parents' culture and one foot in the culture in which they're growing up. So that was always this huge conflict for me, because you don't really know how to house all of these different parts of your identity.
Rochelle's mother is her muse and model. In some of the photos, her mom is both the maid and her much lighter-skinned employer. One image shows her with arms outstretched, floating in an empty pool.
It's this narrative that the lady of the home, you know, and all the family is gone, so the maid can finally take a dip in the pool.
In her uniform. She says the National Portrait Gallery's effort to include more Latino art is a baby step, but a great moment for these American artists. The gallery hopes to become fully bilingual by 2018 and to eventually include other languages. For Latino USA, I'm Lauren Landau in Washington, D.C.
To check out some of the paintings from the Staging the Self exhibit, visit our website, latinousa.org.